Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 55th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you this important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time. So plan on joining us each and every week. This is so interesting. I will tell you that I went in and checked, and the holiday show from right before Christmas was one of the most listened to shows that I've had. So thank you all for listening in, and I hope that you will enjoy the ongoing shows as well. It was really interesting to look at those stats and see that people not only more people came on the call, but more people listened for most of the call. So I guess that tells us that maybe in the future we'll have a little bit more on creating some healthy relationships and how to deal with family and how to deal with those types of things in our lives. So just with your feedback of listening to the shows and how long you listen to them, you're giving me some ideas of what to do, where to go next, and how to meet your needs as my listening audience. So that was really cool, and thank you for tuning in and listening. I find this so interesting. In Scientific American, there was an article recently in the health section about an important link between the brain and the immune system is found. And it says the new line of communication prompts of neurologic diseases. Neurologic means diseases of the nervous system. And I just find this fascinating that they say this new line of communication, an important link is found. And I think sometimes we get a little bit complacent and think because we've learned so much and we've known so much and we've understood so much that there isn't much to find, and there certainly isn't a whole lot to learn. However, this article lets us know in no uncertain terms that, excuse me, and there's a call coming in, so you might hear a beep, that we are still learning so much about our nervous system and the complexity and the communication and the simultaneity. And it's interesting because, again, we have some deeply hidden or subconscious beliefs that we may not even be aware that we have. So one of the ways the article starts out is it says, when the ancient Egyptians prepared a mummy, they would scoop out the brain through the nostrils and throw it away. While the other organs were preserved and entombed, the brain was considered separate from the rest of the body and unnecessary for life or afterlife. isn't that just fascinating that our brain was just kind of a throwaway dynamic in the ancient times when they were embalming bodies, and it wasn't needed and it wasn't necessary and it wasn't important? We come into some of our cultural enculturated beliefs about the brain and how it works and how it functions and where the mind is. Now, I know I lived for years with the idea that the mind was only in the brain, that intelligence was held in that little three-pound universe of complexity and understanding. And because I could think consciously, that's where I thought the seat of my conscious awareness was. That's where I thought my mind was. That's where I thought my intelligence was. Well, I've since learned that the mind is present everywhere in the body, that the intelligence is present everywhere in the body, in all of our cells, in all of our organs, in all of our activities, and in, yes, our energy system consisting of the chakras and the meridians. So we aren't limited to the thinking part of who we are in our brain. That's just the part of the brain that translates thinking into words. Meanwhile, your body is busily, absolutely busily, processing about 6 billion bits of information per second, and you're conscious of about 6,000 to 7,000 per second. So as they look into this, the brain was assumed to be protected from the immune system as if it was kind of separate and unnecessary and unimportant. And they talked about things that, say, bacteria and viruses and things like that, that couldn't penetrate the blood-brain barrier. So they used to think that the brain and its association and influence in the immune system was separate and distinct, and that this brain had this was immunologically privileged. In other words, in 1921, the brain scientists recognized that the brain is different, immunologically speaking, and that tissue grafted into most parts of the body results in the immune system responding and attacking that tissue. And a lot of times, organ donors have to take anti-rejection drugs and those types of things because the immune system responds to foreign objects in the body, including planted organs, as a foreign and an invader and a need to be destroyed and taken out. So, but thanks in part to the blood-brain barrier, which are some really tight packed cells lining the brain's vessels that let the nutrients slip in but keep out unwanted invaders, the brain was thought that it really didn't have much to do. It was immunologically privileged and it could tolerate the introduction of outside pathogens and tissues. So this central nervous system of the brain and the spinal cord was seen as existing separately from the peripheral immune system. Now, what does this mean for you and what does this mean for your health? Well, what this means for you is that really there is no separation between the brain, the immune system, and the bodily functions. They just perform differently than the way we had thought before. And when you are stressed, which is, again, one of the things that I talk about, when you are stressed and some of your default beliefs and default activities start taking over, you can act as if your brain is not important or think that your brain is not important or think that your brain is immune to certain activities when really it isn't. It's there, it's present, it's interacting, it's producing different informational substances all along. So it's really important to understand the, not the connection because that implies a separateness, the totality of the brain and the immune system and how the body functions. So just like you drive differently on a single double lane, I mean, a single lane or double lane dirt road without much paving, without much signage, and you take your way and you pick your way a little more cautiously, and you're always on the lookout for oncoming cars and things like that. There's a difference in the way you drive then on a main street in town with stoplights and the influences of that, traffic coming in, traffic leaving, and a major superhighway with an interstate with maybe 6 or 7 lanes of traffic on one going one direction. The function is pretty much the same. The function is moving information and energy from one place to another. However, how that's accomplished can be different. And when you are stressed, let's remember that your stress response will constrict blood vessels, will constrict activity, will produce a lot more stress hormones, and your body becomes more acidic. And some of the important information and messages can actually get lost in that sympathetic high stress response. And therefore, your immune system can get more compromised, especially when you are thinking thoughts in your brain and in the brain function of, I hope I don't get sick, I hope I don't get sick. And I'm finding this to be so fascinating because I've had 3 people in the last week tell me, I hope I don't get sick. And you guessed it, they got sick. They got really, really sick. And then I was talking with someone the other day, and they said, I seem to get better, then I seem to get worse, I seem to get better, I think I'm well, and then it comes back again. And that has to do with a cold or some sinus and influenza-type situations. My stomach feels better for 2 days, and then my stomach hurts for a week. And what is all going on here with this connection with the brain and the immune system and all of those types of things happening? Well, communication gets compromised. And by the way, just as an aside, sorry, a little bit of my ADD is stepping in. Just as an aside, right now we are in Mercury retrograde in January, from the 5th to about the 22nd or 23rd, I think. And I've tried to start the show 3 different times, and the last time when I started it, the other 2 shows that I had started all started at the same time. So there was this huge information of the sound starting and the commentary starting and things running over each other. And I had to go in and completely delete the earlier show after about 2 minutes because it was bringing in all the other shows that I tried to start. As you get stressed, sometimes some of your functioning, linear thinking, and logic and reason do fly out the window. By the time I got this show started, and thankfully it's going very well, I was in a place where it's like, I'll just leave it alone. I won't do a show today. I had almost talked myself out of it because I couldn't get the technology to work in my favor. And I went ahead and just belly breathed. I calmed myself down. I got back into the present moment. I did my stress management tool. I drank some water. I came back and I said, okay, what is it going to take to get this show up and running smoothly without any more hiccups? And here we are. So this huge body-wide communication of information, so much of it is below our level of consciousness. I don't know if I was buying into even the subject matter that, boy, if I talk about the brain and the immune system, I might make myself sick. Look at all the people that have talked themselves into getting sick all around me. Maybe I had a death wish for the show. I said, I'm not going to let it happen because I don't want to get sick. So it's fascinating the way we humans function. And as I'll come to the end of the article, I'll bring in a couple of pieces of information. But this is just a great reminder for you. please, when you get stressed, when things don't seem to be working your way, come back to those four self-healing skills. It's a great way to start the new year. The four self-healing skills are belly breathing, drinking enough water, awareness, and getting into the present moment. So we'll be back right after this brief commercial for the Calm Moms Report. You can get the free report, but I'd like to remind you that the audio that goes along with it is not available at this time. Thank you so much, and I look forward to having you back right after the break. When we get back from the break, we'll talk about how the brain being a little bit immune different might influence how you get sick or whether or not you get sick. And again, how stress can influence that wholeness, that completion of the brain immune system circuitry. So we'll be back in just a minute. Happy New Year, and I'll talk with you in just a minute.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you for hanging in with me throughout that commercial. And as we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of this new information. And in the article, it says that these new findings have to shift the dogmatic thinking in how our understanding of how the brain interacts with the immune system. Now, we've all known, as you've listened to these episodes, that stress is the underlying cause of a lot of our diseases. And stress depresses the immune system. High levels of stress, chronic high levels, ongoing stress, depresses the immune system. So again, it was thought that the brain was kind of not really fully engaged with the immune system. And they say that part of this privilege was considered to be due to its lack of lymphatic drainage. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the lymph system is directly associated with our immune system. It has a vascular system that pumps lymph through the body. It also has lymph nodes in various parts of the body where lymphatic fluid, which is some of our immune response fluid, is stored. And the only way to really move lymph through our system is with massage or exercise, because the lymph system does not have a pump the way the blood system does. The blood has the heart to pump blood through. The lymph system doesn't have a pump. So to move lymph around, you need to move, and you need to massage, and you need to shift energy throughout the body. Well, our brain, it says our brain does not have a lymphatic drainage. And so it was assumed that lymph system didn't move through the brain the same way because of a lack of a lymphatic network. But they're finding out with this new information that's listed in this article about how the brain does interact with the lymph system and the immune system, that there is actually information and lymphatic activity in the brain. And the brain does work to produce certain types of lymph, white blood cell called T cells, and those types of things. So the newly discovered vessels, which are identified in humans as well as mice, could explain a variety of pathophysiological conundrums. And that's how the immune system contributes to neurological and psychiatric diseases. Dr. Kipnis says it's early to speculate, but I think that alteration in these vessels may affect disease progression in neurological disorders, such as multiple sclerosis, autism, and Alzheimer's disease. In other words, when the brain and the lymph and the immune system is not functioning at optimal levels, disease occurs. It's pretty much that simple. So here's another entrance into how stress influenced disease and the progression of autoimmune psychiatric and physiological issues. So the last paragraph, and I'll read this verbatim, it says it's been clear for decades that there is some kind of relationship, some kind of relationship between the brain and the immune system. Because remember, if parts is parts and you don't see a direct connection between one part and another part, you assume that there isn't a relationship, but yet we know the brain influences all of who we are. So there had to be some kind of a relationship. Abnormal immune activity was reported in schizophrenia in the 1930s, and numerous mental and neurologic diseases are known or thought to have had an immune component. However, now that there has been a tangible anatomical structure facilitating this relationship and it's been identified, this just suggests, okay, suggests in the scientific world, that the brain and body are intimately intertwined and that the brain is not the citadel it was once thought to be. I found that absolutely fascinating. They use language like mind, body, pathophysiological, those types of things. But they're just at the very end of this article in Scientific American, hesitantly nibbling along the edges that there is a substantial relationship between brain and body. And for me, mind, body. Brain is not the citadel, or it's not separate, and it's not kind of isolated in its own little world and in its own little universe that it was once thought to be. So there is more and more science coming out all the time now. However, for me, it's very interesting with the approach that if I don't see a physical pathway, there must not be this relationship. The brain is kind of up there, isolated, it's separate, it's not, it's got the blood-brain barrier, so it doesn't have the immediate access. It doesn't have the lymph drainage system, so it's not really associated with the immune system. But now they found areas in the brain that directly influence the immune system. And we've talked in our shows about what you think your nervous system tries to make true for you. And if your conscious thinking is in the left prefrontal cortex, brain influences the immune system. So let's come back to my three friends who were saying, I hope I don't get sick. Well, first of all, your immune system really doesn't recognize negatives like don't, won't. It hears the active part of the noun. And it hears do, will, okay? So I hope I don't get sick is pretty much translated into your mind body as get sick. And that's exactly what they've been doing. So another stress buster tip that's helpful, now that we know, and it's been scientifically proven that there is this connection or this influence or this connectivity that has not been considered before, now that we know that the brain and the immune system is connected, it can make us sick or our thoughts can keep us well. So how about this for a new skill for 2016? Become aware of your thoughts and know that your thoughts can make you sick or they can keep you well. It's that simple. Yes, your brain can make you sick. And if you have habituated thoughts, and if you have information that you keep telling yourself that because my children got sick, I'm going to get sick, or because my husband is sick, I'm going to get sick, your nervous system just is doing what you've been asking it to do, which is get sick. How about if you change your language? How about if you pay attention to your thoughts, you belly breathe all throughout the day, you drink your water, you become present and aware, and change your thoughts. So my thought is, I am happy and healthy for all the year of 2016. I am happy and healthy today. I am happy and healthy in this moment. I am healthy and happy in this 10 seconds that it takes me to belly breathe in and belly breathe out. I am happy and healthy now. And that's what I do. And I stay pretty happy and healthy because my nervous system goes, okay, let's do it. So that's all for today's show. I encourage you to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions you might have or to add to the speed round. What is my favorite success quote? Well, you know, I've been quoting Yoda. There is no try, there is only do or do not. And with all the Star Wars conundrum that's going around right now and everybody singing the Star Wars tune, and actually I saw on the news flash last night that Star Wars is now the largest grossing movie ever. I think it surpassed Avatar. There's a lot of wisdom in the Star Wars movie. And so the quote that I would come up with is, again, that Yoda quote. There is no try, there is only do or do not. What tool can I use every day? Well, I'm going to become aware of my thoughts and what I am telling my nervous system, and now what I'm even telling my immune system. Because I know, I've seen it, I've read about it, and I understand that there is this beautiful communication, ongoing synchronicity happening. What am I going to do for fun? Well, I'm going to go play with my grandchild. So I hope all is well with you. I hope you have a happy new year. And please think of joining me next week. We might even talk about how are your New Year's resolutions holding up. Talk with you later. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.